following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I like saving money. I mean, it's not like I have a purse stuffed with coupons or... Okay, I do. The other day, I went into Wells Fargo to get help with a car loan.
Good news. You qualify for our double discount promotion. Get double the interest rate discount we normally give on select new loans and lines of credit just for being a Wells Fargo checking package customer.
And the best part? I didn't even need a coupon.
Come to Wells Fargo to discuss how the double discount promotion can help with the interest rate on your new loan or line of credit. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Subject to credit qualification. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Equal housing lender.
Hey, Jen, what's that on your Subway sub?
It's yummy avocado. A superfood.
Superfood? Will it give me laser vision?
Will it give me super strength?
Ooh, will I be able to fly?
Ooh, I want to fly.
I want to fly. Can I have some?
Listen, it's super good and it's super mine.
Super possessive.
Super uncalled for.
Super stingy.
Get your own turkey with avocado at Subway. Tender turkey with avocado and spinach. Or add avocado to your favorite sub. It's avocado season only at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. See nutritional information at Subway.com.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sippel, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, the first day of August 2012. That always kind of signals the turning of the page for some folks, and sports season officially upon us because the fall sports season begins practice on Monday. The Huskers begin on Saturday. UNK and Hastings College will follow shortly after that. And we are glad to have you on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, my co-host Damon Day with us today. What a way to start off the month. Bring in the coach of the Loper baseball team, but more importantly, co-hosting here on the program today. Jerry Kill, Minnesota football coach, is going to be among our guests today. And happy August to you.
Summer's over. Summer is officially over.
For some people, it ends on Labor Day weekend. For others, it any time now. If you're in that profession where you're coaching or you're teaching or you're a student, it seems to get earlier and earlier every year. But, Damon, breaking news coming down to start the program here today. I was just thinking 1 week ago today, we were just landing in Chicago to begin Big Ten Media Days, and one of the great young men there was Monte Ball. Well, apparently, and Joe Shad has just been talking about it on ESPN Sports Center, but Adam Rittenberg, this is his ESPN blog. Monte Ball, the victim of what police are calling an unprovoked assault early today in Madison. Ball suffering head injuries after being attacked by five men near Wisconsin's campus around 2:15 this morning. And as coaches always say, nothing good can happen after midnight. Witness told police the men knocked Ball to the ground and began kicking him. Ball was taken to a hospital and released later this morning. Joe Shad says that Ball also had his phone stolen. It is not known if he can practice when camp opens next week. Brett Bielema said, my concern is for Monte's health and well-being. He's been released from the hospital and is under the care and supervision of our sports medicine staff. I do expect Monte to make a full recovery. According to the incident report, Ball did not appear to know his attackers. The incident is listed only as a battery and is being investigated as an unprovoked assault. Many thought Ball would go in the NFL draft after last season. He elected to return, tying the NCAA record for amount of scoring touchdowns in one season, and that's just disturbing.
I go back to what my father always said: nothing good happens after the mall closes. And every time you hear of an incident happening or whatnot, it seems to be in that time frame to where you know, it's so unfortunate because, like I said, it's an unprovoked attack. But man, I mean, it is. It's absolutely disturbing, some stories that come out nowadays involving just society in general. But when you do it, what the focus of this show is, as far as sports world goes, just everything that is going on right now just seems to be an upside down universe of what is going on in the world. And so you obviously your thoughts and prayers are with him, and that, you know, he did come back to better himself and to give his family lifelong security. And you have a silly incident like this that you don't know how it's going to affect him. Anytime you're starting to mess with the head in a football player, you know, the concussion word is always thrown around. And anytime you start with that down that road, you know, it's kind of, once you get one, the second one's much easier to get. And so I'm sure as we more details come available, but just very, very sad to hear.
And because we watch movies and we sensationalize society, everything's going to be out there now. When we're going to take some time here, did Monte Ball know these guys? And is he trying to distance himself from some folks that you don't want to be associated with? Or is this a true unprovoked attack? Because on the basis, if it's an unprovoked attack, well, then these gentlemen need to be dealt with strictly, harshly, and taken care of. Because what kind of I know there's those people in the world today, but what is wrong with you?
It's just an absolute shame, because at the end of the day, we're sitting here questioning, well, what really happened? You know, we're getting the kind of the story from what Wisconsin's putting out there. But I think the shame of it is the fact that we're already questioning it. You know, and the media today is going to spend its day. ESPN's already probably all over it. Now it's going to be, okay, what can we dig? What can we find? Where is the sensationalized story in it? And you know, at the end of the day, we don't know what it is. But, you know, you can just imagine all over where we're – I mean, look – we're already assuming the worst because it happened at 2:30 in the morning, and what really happened and what really went down, because we've been taught it never really comes out how it was when first reported. And so I think it's just unfortunately a societal issue, not just a college football issue, not just a college campus issue. I mean, it's a society as a whole issue when you're dealing with these random acts of violence that against people.
You got James White, the backup to Monte Ball. You've also got Jeffrey Lewis. White's a junior. Lewis, a sophomore. Backups. When I spoke last week with Brett Bielema, and we have yet to play that interview here on the Doug and Daddy Show, we talked about the back. I specifically asked him about Monte Ball's backups, because you just never know. You go into this season, you expect everything to just go smoothly. Well, what if Monte Ball tweaks an ankle and he has to set out a game or two or something like that? Who does he have back there? Wisconsin is everybody's overwhelming favorite to win the Big Ten Conference, and Monte Ball is the best player on Wisconsin's team.
And when you bring in, you know, you look at their quarterback situation, I believe they got the transfer from
Danny O'Brien
transferring in, and so you know that obviously Ball was the offense. You know, everything was orchestrated around him being healthy, and you know, injuries happen or whatnot. But it's one thing to hurt your knee running to the sideline or going over the middle for a pass or you know, tweaking it during a workout. It's another thing to be walking down the street and get jumped. And it's just a cowardly act, and hopefully the good men and women of the Madison Police Department are all over it and are taking care of it.
It's just, again, maybe that's just our Midwestern upbringing. It doesn't make any sense to me. But a lot of other good things going on today. We've got a little NFL to talk about. We've got a little Olympics to talk about. We've got some baseball to talk about. We're down to the finals of all of the Legion tournaments that are going on. We've got some Loper Link stories that we're going to bring to you on the program today. Damon Day, the co-host, and the Associated Press, it's taken them all this time to decide, you know what? We're going to start ranking the pro teams. We rank the AP College Top 25 in football and basketball and a variety of sports. Now we're going to rank the pro teams. A panel of 12 sports writers and broadcasters who regularly cover the league will vote weekly. And they have already put out their preseason list. And the number one team,
Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, they're close. Jeff, see if you can find the whole 32-team list here. It's the AP Pro 32. But the number one team is Green Bay. Number two is New England. And number three is the New York Giants. So already an East Coast bias panel is covering this because the New York Giants are in no way the third best team, even though they're the defending Super Bowl champs.
Yeah,
are they the third best team? Are they the most underrated team in the modern sports era?
I mean, when you look at the NFL, I mean, one, you're talking about pro athletes, and so there's a whole different dynamic than when you talk about with the collegiate game. Two, does it matter? I mean, the rankings don't matter for the professionals. So, I mean, it's just another way for
something to talk about.
And, I mean, look, they've done exactly what they want to do. We're going to talk about it and figure out, you know, we're going to argue. We're already arguing, you know. are the Giants really the third best team? And, you know, I mean, for the NFL, I always say is when you're talking about professional teams, most of those teams take out the bottom 10 to 12. It always comes down to one or two different intangibles or one or two different variables that separates those next 10 teams. Or what, you know, what's the difference between a playoff team and a team that doesn't make it by a game? It's usually an injury here, a player there, a game that they don't show up for. And so it's a lot different than, in my opinion, than the college game. But when the rankings don't really have any bearing on who's going to make the playoffs, it's just another thing to debate and talk about.
Is the NFL, because we always like what we don't have, and this is a perfect example, because as I was growing up, we had the dynasties. You had the Steelers of the 70s, the Cowboys of the 80s, and that was followed by the 49ers, and then you can go on to the teams that you want. Denver was very strong there for a while. But as far as Super Bowl wins, now, the last handful of years, you've got teams like the Giants. Both times that they won the Super Bowl, they were not good at the midway point of the season. They were nobody's number one team. They had talent. They put it together at the end. They make the run through the playoffs, and they win the Super Bowl, thus they win the Super Bowl, but yet at the end of the year, not everybody's on board that they're the best team. When Joe Montana and Steve Young were taking care of the Niners, when the triplets were playing for the Dallas Cowboys and they won Super Bowls, no one was arguing who the best team in football was. So did you like – and you still rotated through – I mean, the Niners were nothing. Then all of a sudden, they're something. The Bengals were nothing. They ended up in a Super Bowl. Pick who you want. There's so many of the teams. I mean, heck, Jacksonville and Carolina have made deep runs. Carolina's been to a Super Bowl. New England was nothing. All of a sudden, they're the dynasty. But yet, they're not guaranteed to be a 20-point favorite in the Super Bowl. Did you like it then, or do you like it now?
You know, I think that if you look at sports across the board, I mean, just bring up Major League Baseball. The Cardinals weren't the best team last year. They got hot when it matters. And so, I mean, I think when you look at championships and whatnot, it's not always the best team that wins. It's usually the team that's playing the best at the end. I mean, how many times look at Green Bay last year through their first, 8 to 10 games.
But how many upsets did you used to see in the NFL playoffs? Very few.
Very few.
Now you see them all the time.
Parity. That's what they wanted. Teams are so, like I said, the teams are so even that it's the one or two variables or the one or two intangibles or the one or two breaks that go somebody's way that, you know, look at the Giants. The guy made that one catch down the sideline. I forget who was it, Manningham, who made that unbelievable catch. Everybody thought he was out of bounds. They did the review, and he's in bounds. That, I mean, you think about it. That's one catch. That's one play that separated it. Wes Welker catches that ball. I mean, the NFL has developed parity across the board to where now it truly is one, two plays. Look at the Steelers. One blown coverage on defense, they're out of the playoffs.
Well, and when they won their last Super Bowl, if they don't get the pick six right before halftime, they probably lose to the Arizona Cardinals.
Exactly, and I mean that's how the NFL has developed parity across the board to where teams aren't as good as they used to be, in my opinion. The best teams are not, like you're talking about, the Cowboys and they just don't.
That was an easy one to pick.
Yeah, but you know, the Cowboys or the Broncos or even the Bills getting so close so many times, they were just heads and shoulders above everybody else to where now there's just a more line of a parity of across the board. Teams are much more even to where now it comes down to a play here, a play there, an injury here, an injury there. That's the difference now as compared to where you could just walk out and out talent a team.
The AP Pro 32 Power Rankings, 12 voters, 5 of them voted for the Packers, 5 of them voted for the Giants, and 2 of them voted for the Patriots as the best team going into camp here. It was the Packers, the Patriots, the Giants, the Niners, and the Ravens. Those are the top 5, followed by Houston, the Steelers, the Eagles, the Saints, 9th, and Denver, 10th. Some other teams of interest, the Bears 11th, Detroit and the Bears tied for 11th, actually. Dallas 15th, the Chiefs 18th.
Where are the Browns? Where do they got the upstart Browns?
They're ahead of Jacksonville and Indy. So that puts them 30th. They're behind Minnesota. And the Rams. And the Dolphins.
The Dolphins? Really?
Just saying.
Really? Oh, man.
Just saying. So there you go. Some of the interesting, I guess, picks there by this group of 12 sports writers, which is a pretty small group. Oh, okay. Here's our voter panel. Good job, Jeffrey. Chris Berman.
As long as he doesn't have to talk about it, I'm fine.
Chris Collinsworth. Rich Gannon. Who's some other names you might know? John Lynch from Fox Sports. And then the rest of them are probably guys you don't know. Sporting News, Clifton Brown. They've got Newsday, Dallas Morning News, CBSSports.com, the Tampa Tribune, Sirius XM Satellite, FoxSports.com, Chicago Tribune. So those are your voters. Huh, how many of those are from the West Coast? Yeah, that's what I thought. 888-455-ESPN, your thoughts. 888-455-3776. Or as always, you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. In case you were just a couple minutes late joining us, the lead story now, Wisconsin senior running back Monte Ball, the victim of what police are calling an unprovoked assault early this morning. Five men jump him around 2:15 in the morning. Ball says he did not know his assailants. He was taken to the hospital. He has been released. Coach Brett Bielema saying that he is being evaluated by their staff and sports medicine staff and expects him to make a full recovery. Wisconsin is slated to begin practice on Monday. We'll come back, talk a little baseball, talk a little Olympics, talk a little Stony Brook, and Jerry Kill, Minnesota football coach, after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. In business today, you need the right tools to be successful, to keep your current customers satisfied and informed while generating new prospects to close more deals. That's why we recommend GoToWebinar by Citrix, the same company that brought you GoToMeeting. It's the simplest way to reach and engage a large audience right from your desk. With GoToWebinar, you can conduct online events with up to 1,000 attendees. You can hold as many per month as you'd like for as long as you need. There's interactive features like polls, Q&A. You can even launch surveys so people will not only hear your presentation, they can get involved. Plus, GoToWebinar is simple and setup is easy for your audience to use. No IT support needed. My listeners can try it free for a month. 30 days. Visit GoToWebinar.com. Click on the Try It Free button. That's GoToWebinar, WEBINAR.com. Try it free.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Fall classes start August 20th. Take classes online, on campus, or in your community. Get a great start on a bachelor's degree through CCC's Academic Transfer Program. Or take classes in some of today's hottest employment areas through CCC's Career and Technical Programs.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to cccneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
Major League Baseball is brought to you in part by Buffalo Wild Wings.
It's a showdown between the top two teams in the NL Central.
swing and a ball driven well right field. It's got a chance on its way.
The surprising Pittsburgh Pirates continue to roll toward October as they head to Cincinnati to face the Red Hot Reds.
Bruce coming on, dives and he makes a grab. Saturday afternoon, Pirates and Reds. And weekdays from 11 to 2, get all the wings and fries you can eat for a special price at Buffalo Wild Wings.
We'll see a few showers and storms around the area yet early on today. Then could see a redeveloping storm late as well, along with some sunshine developing with a high of 98, wind stay to the southeast. Tonight we'll head back to 70 for a low. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 82.
The Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda along with Damon Day for our Looper Link today, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance. On the Farm Tire Service, no more flats or downtime. If you need them, they're there at Garrett Tire, and you can check them out online at garretttire.net. Since last Wednesday, UNK has hired a new women's soccer coach. John Meissner has been named the Lopers' interim coach. Graduate of Virginia, took over for Mike Munch, who retired earlier this summer. He lives in Broken Bow, comes to UNK after a decorated playing career as well as successful coaching stints at his alma mater, DC United of Major League Soccer. And over the past two seasons, he's helped out with the Kearney program. So we welcome him into the program. And Brady Bonzel has announced that former Loper standout Ross Fellows has been promoted as the program's top assistant coach, taking over Scott Jorgensen, who accepted a job at Central City earlier this spring after the season wrapped up. Also, maybe some good news for the UNK men's golf team. Incoming freshman Michael Colgate has qualified for the U.S. Amateur Championship by winning a playoff in Naples, Florida. This would be our kind of luck. How did the playoff happen? On the 18th hole, he bogeyed because his group was docked a stroke for slow play. And then the last group, somebody throws in an eagle from 60 yards out to force this playoff. But Colgate is able to get into it. He comes to UNK with a bevy of credentials. He qualified for the U.S. Junior Amateur in Washington last summer. This year he tied for eighth at the Sarasota City Championship. And so he will be playing at the prestigious Cherry Hills out in Colorado August 13th through the 19th. Previous winners of the tournament, Tiger Phil, Justin Leonard, Mark O'Mara. So look out for incoming UNK freshman Michael Colgate to do some good things, hopefully, for the Loper golf program. And that is any other Loper news you want to share with us. We got our first MIAA competition with the football team on the 30th. Anything else going on in Loper land? You've been up there taking care of the baseball field with Legion Baseball.
Oh, no. I've just been a fan. Terry Broadfoot and Brad Archer, and Jeff Wolf, they run the tournament. And, I mean, the parental support of the Legion Baseball, the system that the Legion parents have and whatnot, I mean, it's the finest tournament that – and I know I'm a little biased, but I go to a lot of tournaments, and by far the support and the community support of the tournament is phenomenal. So it's been a good week of baseball up at Memorial. And, you know, from a UNK standpoint, I mean, it's great to showcase the facility that we call home, that we share with the American Legion. And that's a community facility that's been built on the backs of donors and supporters along with Mike Morgan and Ken Roth with the city. And obviously the mayor and all the councilmen that have helped out so much. And so it's just a great time to be a baseball fan right now in Kearney. And obviously the very good news for our former Loper, former Husker, Jabba Chamberlain was activated last night. And so very cool to get the text from him as he was driving. I've gotten to drive with Jabba on the George Washington Bridge before, and to say that he is fast on the mound as well as fast in his car would be an understatement. But when he can shoot off texts like anybody. So when I got the text that he was activated, I was very excited for him because it's been a long road for him, and just very, very proud of how he's handled it. And the fact that he's back is very, very special.
He wasn't he was not in the game last night, but was activated in their loss to the Orioles. Chamberlain was 0.96 in his 7 minor league appearances this year, pitching for the Gulf Coast Yankees, Class A Advanced Tampa, and Trenton. And so there you go. He was going to pitch another rehab assignment yesterday.
But he was in Trenton when he got the
trade. Yeah.
Yeah, he was actually driving. He pulled into the parking lot in Trenton and then turned around and drove back.
The excitement that there is. Just one. You've talked to Jabba enough. What's his mindset? How much longer do you? What's his career? What's his path? Because let's face it, he was moments away from signing a huge contract, which never developed, and now the injuries have kind of put him behind the eight ball a little bit. But he is still a valuable, valuable asset when healthy. If he's throwing 97, they're going to put him out there right away.
I think he's had one goal, and that's to come back. I think it's to put all the naysayers and everybody who really got after him after the trampoline incident who, you know, let's face it, he was just being a dad, and I commend him for that type of thing, and things happen. And so I think he's had one singular goal is to prove all the naysayers wrong, that he could come back, and now he's back. And so I think really what he does over the next 2 months is really going to be crucial to where he goes in the future and what happens with him. And so I just wish him nothing but the best of luck. He's worked so hard. I've seen it on a day in and day out basis, and talking with him and hearing the reports back. It's just amazing that he's back. I mean, they were talking about how his career was over in March, and here he is going to get the call hopefully today or tomorrow and get to pitch in a major league game again. And so I really think that we're, from his mindset and the ability for him to overcome these things and get back to 100% is just a true show of just how important it is to him. I think he's got a new appreciation for the game. I think sometimes when your things are taken away from you, you have a new appreciation and a bet. I don't want to say a more love for it, but you don't take anything for granted. And so I really hope and that things go well for him here and that he can get some, like you're saying. I think the reason why you bring up the question is because there's been, the Yankees haven't provided a roadmap for what's going to be a success. And I think we're learning through these Jabba rules and now the Strasburg rules. And, I mean, at the end of the day, these guys pitch, and that's what they want to do. And an arm injury is going to happen. No matter how preventative you are, an arm injury can happen.
How many times has Jabba truly been involved in trade speculation, trade talks?
Oh, I think, you know, I think that there's all – I think before the injury there was a lot more you know, I just as a casual baseball fan, I was glad to see Chad Qualls go to the Pirates and not Jabba Chamberlain or somebody else, you know. So I think his name's always been out there because I think when teams call the Yankees or the Yankees start dealing, they want some proven arms. And he's been a proven arm and he's been a proven commodity. Obviously, there's some questions with the injuries. And so I would say for where he's at and the depth that the Yankees have and some of the moves they pull, I mean, they'll dump a lot just for that one September run, so you never know what type of package is going to be offered. And so I don't know how serious the trade talks were to the point where he was packing bags, but I'm sure he's been mentioned numerous times, especially in the New York media, as a possible trade candidate.
Well, that's our Loper Link for today, brought to you by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance. Foam-filled industrial tires are available so that there's no more flats or downtime on the farm. And by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons. They have the loans. So there you go. Trenton Blue Hill has fired off to our Dent Popper inbox. He is a follower of Monte Ball on Twitter. And again, everybody's been calling him Monty Ball. If you missed that last week when we were at Big Ten Media Days, his name is Monte Ball. It's just that when he's a kid, everybody called him Monty, so we just let it go. But now that he's a Heisman candidate, it's Monte, which is how it is on the birth certificate. But here's what Monte Ball tweeted. I appreciate the support and thank you for the concerns. I will be okay. See you guys in September. Hashtag Wisconsin. That is Monte Ball's tweet this morning. Well, it's good that he's going to be okay, so let's find these thugs and let's take care of them because I don't like it at all.
No.
I don't like it. Jerry Kill, football coach from Minnesota, is going to join us here in just a moment. Olympics continuing on, and you've been following it how much?
My wife DVRs it, so I have to watch it.
So, okay, you say you have to watch it. So you're
casual, you know. I do think – here's my sports knowledge. I do think that the third American got robbed from being able to participate.
Don't remember her name, but the gymnast.
The gymnast – one of the 5'3" girls I think, got wronged somewhere in this whole thing. Because what, she was fourth, but because two Americans were ahead of her. So that's just a screwy deal. And now we got badminton controversy.
Oh,
I mean,
it's the first huge scandal.
Eight players were arrested, or not arrested.
Disqualified.
Disqualified for dumping matches.
So that they could get a favorable
draw. How do you dump a match in badminton? They're like, I read the story. It's funny. They're like hitting shuttlecocks into the net and hitting them out of bounds. And I mean, anytime you can get a shuttlecock reference in the Doug and Daddy show, you know you're having a good one.
One of the great sports terms of all time, shuttlecock.
So, you know, I don't. The Olympics is the Olympics, and I.
Well, we were having this discussion a little yesterday and a little bit off the air with some of my cohorts. It amazes me, and some popular sports in the rest of the world and popular sports in the United States obviously are different. But when you watch some of the sports that they have in the Olympics, and there's no baseball and there's no softball, I mean, go whatever you want, bowling. Golf comes back in 2016, and I'm sure I'm missing them. Everyday type of sports around here. I mean, let's face it. Foosball should be an Olympic sport. I mean, you look at some of the things that are out there. Billiards, Olympic sport. I mean, I'm looking at these two-man kayak teams in a self-made pool trying to go through fake little PVC pipe gates, and I'm going, that's not a sport. And who the hell ever thought it was? Now, I mean, there's a lot of this stuff that you only see every 4 years that is fun to watch.
Have you seen team handball?
I have not, and I've heard all about it. But who sits to watch water polo? But I haven't seen team handball. I like the cycling, you know.
They just invented a new pool for water polo where there's, like, these glow-in-the-bottom-of-the-pool lights. So you can see where, hey, technology, baby.
And speaking of things that happen just every so often, the Tri-City Storm this morning have released their promotion schedule. Always something going on with the Storm besides the hockey. And they got the pink in the rink where they'll paint the ice and the uniforms will be pink. And they've got their annual Boy Scout Day and the Teddy Bear Toss, which raises funds for a variety of organizations. But here's one for you. And I know you won't be too busy. November the 24th. This is a Saturday. The Huskers will play Iowa on Friday. You won't be worrying about baseball. You will have recovered from the turkey. You will be able to get your gear out of the closet and attend the Saturday after Thanksgiving, November 24th, Star Wars night at the Tri-City Storm.
I will be going as Han Solo, and my beautiful wife will be going as Princess Leia.
I was going to say, you got enough of a frame. You could be Chewbacca.
No, I'm going to dress up Bubba, my son Bubba. As Chewbacca. And my little girl, Emma, she can be like an Ewok.
R2-D2, man.
No, that's what my daughter, Emma, can be. So I know that they're listening
Although
to the show.
Cool.
So
Ewok would be cool.
An Ewok would be cool. So
I think daughter, Ewok, son, R2-D2.
There you go. And my wife is Princess Leia. She's loving this right now that I am going to put her in a bun, put her hair in a bun. So I know that they listen to the show. So hello, Bubba and Emma. And make sure you're listening to mom when you're playing outside. But
exactly. It's
fun having kids because I could honestly go put my son in a – he's right now saying, no, I want to be Spider-Man. Because right now Spider-Man is the rage.
Jeff, Star Wars fan, which are you a Star Wars fan at all?
I mean, I've watched it, but I'm not a big hardcore fan.
Which one would you dress up as?
I've always been an R2-D2 fan. But, I mean, you would have to go with Luke Skywalker being just the hero of the movie, right?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I'm sure that I'm already pegged as C-3PO. I already know it. We don't even have to put the poll question up. Who are you,
C-3PO? I want to be Billy Dee Williams.
Well, that's cocky.
I want to be that guy.
I want to be...
Will they sell Colt 45 that night?
I want to be, which is a totally different reference. But yeah, I want to be, who's the mentor?
Obi-Wan.
Yeah, I want to be Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yoda? Who would be your Yoda? What would Big Daddy be?
He would be the cruel dictator. That has the hands that can shoot Luke Skywalker with electricity. I can't even remember what his name
was. That's Luke's father, isn't it?
No, Darth Vader's Luke's father.
Oh, my fault.
The Imperial leader, whatever his name was.
Doesn't Daddy, isn't the guy's name, is it Jabba the Hutt?
Oh,
the big one?
Oh!
I didn't say it.
I didn't say it.
I
would
it.
Like the record to
Ooh,
state.
You are very smart there, young Jeffrey.
Thank you, Yoda.
I was,
And you know, now you must respond, because if you're taking the lovely Mrs. Day as Princess Leia, the big Jabba the Hutt scene is with Princess Leia in the movie.
So Daddy has to take my wife now to the hockey game.
And I'm sure there's not going to be an agreement over this.
I have a feeling that right now my wife would be vetoing that, but...
We got some folks out there, but we got to find somebody
for Yoda. I do like the Star Wars night.
We got to find somebody for Yoda, and immediately, as soon as you bring up somebody's name, you think you're going to be picking on them because they're not tall.
Right. Or green.
We'll take a break. Good Lord. When we come back, Jerry Kill's going to join us on the program, and folks, Star Wars night, this is going to be something. November 24th at the Tri-City Storm. This is going to be good. This is good. Todd,
you should have a contest.
Chewbacca.
There should be a Doug and Daddy contest.
No, there should not be a Doug and Daddy contest.
I vote for that. Get the
Greg Shea as Yoda. Just because he runs the show and he is the intelligent. So Greg Shea is Yoda.
He would be Obi-Wan.
And he's not that tall.
He would be
Obi-Wan.
And
I'm not making fun of Greg, but he's not that tall. And I'm sure he could do the Yoda.
He's Obi-Wan. He's the guru. He's the marketing guru. That's Obi-Wan.
He's Yoda. He is the most intelligent person in the universe, so that's Greg. Farmers, be intelligent yourself and take care of your crop with T&L Irrigation Systems Precision Point Control 3. Let you set up to 5 variable application areas in either forward or reverse. Get your real-time information, works on the GPS, and you can learn all about it at TLIRR.com. It's the PPC3. It makes your crops better than they've ever been, and all the other T&L pivot control options are available as well. Contact your local T&L dealer, because T&L pivot systems are easier on you for a lifetime. Jerry Kill, when we come back.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a few showers and storms around the area yet early on today. Then could see a redeveloping storm late as well, along with some sunshine developing with a high of 98, wind stay to the southeast. Tonight we'll head back to 70 for a low. I'm Paul Troundley. Right now it's 82. This thing's down here, the devil himself
wouldn't do. Just remember when you let it all go. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget to vote on our poll question. Yesterday, should athletes tweet during their sports season? Damon Day, my co-host. You don't have any problem. Do you have any problems with the social media with your players at this level? You do?
Yes. It's the bane of my existence, to be honest with you.
What do you tell them?
Knock it off. You're not.
There's no ban.
You're not quib. You're not funny. You make no sense. Inside jokes aren't cool, and you swear too much on it, and it makes you sound stupid. So, yes, we do have an issue with it.
Here is the poll question from yesterday. Should athletes tweet during their sports season? 62% said no. 38% said yes. I know my argument yesterday on the professional level, at least, was even in the college level. It's not like it's just a four-month season. It's a year-round deal. I said, just don't be idiots. I don't think it should be banned, but you can't be idiots. Today's poll question, which team was the biggest winner at the Major League Baseball trade deadline? Well, for me, it's the Royals because they got rid of Jonathan Broxton and got nothing in return. But Angels, Dodgers, Rangers, or other? How closely did you follow the trade yesterday?
I followed them a lot. I mean, I thought it was very interesting. The Dodgers were really making a push, and then the Giants kind of made a statement themselves by getting Hunter Pence. And so, you know, I always find it interesting. And I'm more worried about the Yankees situation at third, that they felt like they really had to go get somebody. I mean, that just shows A-Rod's hand fracture or wrist fracture is...
could be bad.
Could be a little bit worse. I mean, if you think he's going to be back in 3-4 weeks, then you don't go get this guy. Because now you run into the whole, if McGee does his thing, do you pull him for A-Rod?
No.
I mean, that's...
you pull him. Yeah, A-Rod.
I mean, you know, if he... So, very interesting dynamic in the trade deadline.
I will vote for the Rangers because they get the key. If Dempster can actually play that good for the Cubs, imagine what he can do when he's not with the Cubs. It's like any ex-Royal. Broxton will go to the Reds, and he'll probably never give up a hit the rest of the season. I'll vote the Rangers. I found it interesting that Philadelphia dumped a lot of players and then sent them to competing teams with the Dodgers and the Giants, and I find that funny that the Phillies are just cleaning house, it seems like, because they were down this year. But whatever the case may be, vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Angels, Dodgers, Rangers, or other. Vote today at ESPNSuperstation.com. And you can discuss all of that over lunch at Cunningham's Journal. The Loft and Courtyard, always open for you on the bricks, on the north side of the bricks, downtown Kearney. Open for lunch. Grab a great pizza. They've got some very good pizza. Maybe you just want a sandwich, prime rib, brisket sandwiches, burgers, or... Journal Bites, followed by the bacon-wrapped shrimp skewers. That's what you do. Can't go wrong there. Eat outside. Eat inside. They've got the upgraded air conditioning for the summer. In the evening, they got the entertainment out in the courtyard. And for lunch, you can get a specialty burger and bottle of coldest domestic draft beer in town for only $6.49. So whether you're going in for lunch or an evening meal or happy hour or just want some entertainment, they're always there for you. Open 7 days a week at Cunningham's Journal and the courtyard, your place for sports, live entertainment, and lunch. And of course, we'll be keeping busy with our Husker lunches, talking more about that as the season gets closer.
Ate there last night. Ate at Cunningham's last night.
What'd you have?
I had the Blue Burger. It was awesome. Very good food. Very, very good food.
Love the Blue Burger. Blue Burger, very good. We were talking about Star Wars Day night coming up to the Tri-City Storm. John says, Doug, you can be Jaja Binks. Is that what it is, or is it just Jaja Binks? Doug, you can be Jaja Binks, one of the most annoying parts in the series. Thank you, John.
We were talking about, though, at the break, I don't know anything about the new ones.
Yeah, I couldn't. I know the name, but you could give me 30 things and say, was this a Star Wars character, and only reference Star Wars series after the first three, and
the new ones, I have no idea.
No clue.
Any of them. But I remember waiting in line to go to like the first one.
No. Greg Shea as Yoda.
Yeah.
I
vote more Obi-Wan, regal-like, all-knowing.
Well, you know, the thing is, Kirk Brooks actually could probably pull off Obi-Wan without doing a whole lot of work there as the owner of the team. So we'll see. I'm trying to think. Kyle Means. Let's see. If I'm C-3PO, Kyle Means. I don't know. We got to get a Luke Skywalker. There's no doubt about it.
Find a Darth Vader.
Yeah, we do have to find a Darth Vader.
Probably
who
one
would
of those,
be a Darth Vader?
Probably one of the horrible referees in the USHL or whatever. All three of them.
Darth Vader. Well, maybe Kirk could be Darth Vader. He rules the world. I mean, it just depends which side you're on.
Yeah.
Just depends.
Darth Vader was good at one point.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he was good. And then at the very, very end, he was good again. Yeah.
Life, full circle. Circle of life.
Let me see you with my own eyes. Let me see.
I actually want to go home now and watch a Star Wars.
It's time for our Big Ten football preview, brought to you in part by our friends at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. We caught up with Jerry Kill, Minnesota football coach. You know what? They were 3-9, but they've got Marquise Gray coming back. They're going to have a tough time on the O-line, I believe. So he's going to have to be a stud, but he looks bigger. He is bigger. Their defense is going to be better. They played better at the end of the year. The health issues with them last year was with Coach Kill, and we got a chance to ask him about that in a variety of other segments in this Big Ten preview.
I guess, Coach, just kind of picking up on what you were talking about there, how are the growing pains of last year going to help this football team this year?
Well, I think, again, every program's in a different place. And, you know, Nebraska's been doing a lot of things good for a long time. And, you know, where we're at, Minnesota had a rich tradition a long time ago. And we've got 7 national championships, but we've had a struggle for a long period of time. And we're not going to change all that in 1 year. But we have a president in line who certainly feels football is important to the university. We got a new athletic director. And so I think the direction approach is something that we have done before at other schools. And not in the Big Ten, but at Southern and Northern Illinois. And really the same situations that we occurred at Minnesota is the same that occurred at those places. And anything that's not been successful, it's usually the same type of things, whether it's a struggle with academics, not strong enough, not eating the right food, facilities, everyday operations, not enough strength coaches, all those kind of things. So we take a look and we go in and we study. And, you know, we study Nebraska. You know, I grew up in Kansas, and you study what Nebraska has, and you study how they do it, and you study the Ohio States, and you go, okay, this is what we need to do. And so that's the process we're in. So, you know, we went through a season last year that, you know, was the kind of the pouring the basement and putting the foundation on there and hammering a few nails in there and start building it upright. And I think we made some great strides at the end of the year by, you know, we played you all. And you know, even though Nebraska got after us pretty good, I felt like we got a little better. And after that, it seemed like we got better and better. We were able to win 2 games there at the end and took some momentum into the offseason.
Yeah, it seemed like the turnaround might have been the second half of that Husker game a little bit. What are some of the foundation, what are some things that you have picked up from other programs that you have used in your coaching or recruiting or trying to get new facilities?
Well, I think it's just like anything. I think that you look at, the nuts and bolts of things. You know, we have a strong academic school. We're located in the Twin Cities. We're, you know, from the business opportunities and medical fields, unbelievable. So we need to focus on what we have, and we need to sell it to the kids that we're recruiting. On top of that, is as far as the program's concerned, is academically, you know, we got to make sure our players have the resources to be successful. We've improved in that area. Strength coach wise, we had 2 full-time strength coaches. Now we have 5. You know, we looked at Nebraska, where are they at? So, you know, what do we need to do? We make sure we need a full-time nutritionist. We didn't have that. You know, so all those things, you look at, whatever's going to make your players better and whatever's going to help recruiting, you have to do. And because at the end of the day, usually the best players win.
It's always good to have some legacy players. Ed Olson, one of the kids that you brought with him, his dad plays there. Talk a little bit about his game.
Well, Ed's going to be, I think he's going to be a very, very good player in the Big Ten. And he had to play last year, undersized a little bit. Now he's 316 pounds. He was about 285, and so he's a stronger, bigger, physical kid. His dad played at the U. His brother's going to play next to him, and it's important to him. And for us to turn the program around, and you look at the rich tradition that Lincoln's had, they've done it with a lot of Nebraska kids and walk-on kids. And, you know, we've taken about 10 or 15, 20 walk-ons, and we're going to have to do it that way. You know, we've got to have what I call a hard hat, lunch pail mentality. You know, we're not going to be like everybody else, you know, right now. And we're going to have to learn to play hard and overcome some things that we don't have. And I think our kids are starting to buy into that a little bit.
Talking with Marquise, he's very optimistic. He's very upbeat, getting ready for his season. Tell me how much he's matured. It looks like just his body has matured since last year at this time. But tell me how much his game has improved and matured.
Well, he's certainly, you know, athletically, he's about as good looking as, you know, kid as you can get as a quarterback. But I think mentally is where he is. He's learned how to read defenses. He's learned how to do things at the line of scrimmage. I think he's become a better leader in the offseason. I think he's learned how to play quarterback. And our quarterback coach and Jim Sobrowski did a great job with Chandler Harnish, who was at Northern Illinois that played for me, that from one year to the next was a complete change. And I look for that out of Marquise. I'll be honest with you, if we can get good play up front and get a playmaker or two out on the edge, I think Marquise could have a breakout year in the Big Ten.
Some young guys on that line, some of them played. What's your thoughts on the line and how they'll have to come along to help him?
We'll be much better. There's no question we are better up front in the spring than we were when we first got here. And we played nine guys up front, and, you know, some of them weren't ready to play, but they're all probably per person. We probably, on an average, have put on 15, 20 pounds a kid of good, strong, hard-working weight, and I think that's helped us. And they were all young kids, you know, 18, 19, so they had a little growth spurt in them yet. So I think we've done a good job of developing some kids in that offensive line, and it could turn around maybe our deepest position at the end of the day, because we've recruited pretty well there too.
Last question for Coach Kill at Minnesota. Most of the coaches that we've ever talked to that are trying to get off the bottom of the conference to the middle to the top, depth is obviously a big concern. How many kids just weren't ready to play, but you had to play them last year anyway?
Most our team. You know, we were just not, you know, up front. We weren't physically ready to play. A quarterback that had played wide receiver, defensively, we just physically, you know, didn't match up with some people from safety to corner. And that's why I think we're all excited, is that we brought three junior college players in the secondary who have all done great academically and that are good kids. We moved a couple corners that were freshmen that had to play, have put on about 20 pounds in the offseason to safety. We're just, you know, as a football team, we're more athletically gifted in the secondary and we're more physical up front. And I think it's just called maturity and hard work. And then we've brought in about 36 new players. So, I mean, we've had a pretty good swing in there. And our kids have really bought into what we're doing right now. So, I feel much, much better going into this season than I did a year ago. However, everybody else has gotten better, too. That's part of the gig. And so, you know, how many wins or how good we're going to be, that's yet to be seen. But as a program, we're better.
Coach, I know everybody had a good time with you and Minnesota hosting last year. We look forward to seeing you in Lincoln in November. Thanks for the time.
Well, you know what is, Lincoln's a special place. I've been fortunate through growing up in the state of Kansas and knowing the Winstrom boys and so forth. I've been in that stadium and so forth. So I think it'll be a great experience for our players that have never played in Lincoln, Nebraska. It's a first-class program, and I think it'd be a great opportunity for our kids, and they'll certainly remember playing there.
Thanks, Jerry. Jerry Kill, head football coach at Minnesota. Caught up with him at Big Ten Media Days, brought to you in part by Complete Nutrition, the nation's fastest-growing franchise in the retail supplement segment, announcing the launch of CTS 360. It's a complete toning system for both male and female weight loss customers that offers a comprehensive and customizable solution. They will go through it and explain it to you at Complete Nutrition, because everybody's different. Everybody has a little bit different workout regimen. Everybody's build is a little bit different, and that's why they have the professionals at Complete Nutrition in Grand Island and Kearney. Ladies and gentlemen, we have acquired some passes for the Cox Classic that gets underway tomorrow. If you are interested in going to a day of the Cox Classic, please give us a call right now. We will give you a pair of tickets to the day of your choice just for listening to the Doug and Daddy Show at Champions Run in Omaha. Maybe you're going down for one day. Maybe you're going down for a couple days. I'll give you choice of the day you want Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Gets underway tomorrow. Former Kearney Country Club pro John Peterson is in. John Hurley is in. Scott Gucheski is in. Steve Friesen, who we both had on the radio show this last month, now that it's August 1st. They've all are in that. If you are interested, call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Dave and Dale will be back with me when we come back to the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to fast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to fast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit fast.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to fast.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to fast.servicemagic.com. That's fast.servicemagic.com.
The Kearney Country Club invites you to register today for their annual Coors 4-Person Golf Scramble August 4th and 5th. Your entry fee includes two rounds of golf, cart, steak dinner, Calcutta, and four complimentary drink tickets. Friday includes a practice round and 6 p.m. shootout. Get your entries in today for the preferred tee time of 8 a.m. or 1:30 p.m. Saturday, with everyone going Sunday at 10. You can download an entry form at ESPNSuperstation.com or call the Pro Shop to enter your team in the annual Coors 4-Person Golf Scramble at the Kearney Country Club.
We'll see a few showers and storms around the area yet early on today. Then could see a redeveloping storm late as well, along with some sunshine developing with a high of 98, Wednesday to the southeast. Tonight we'll head back to 70 for a low. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 82.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. I'm sorry, Billy Joel always puts me in a good mood. No matter where I'm at, you play some Billy, even if it's mellow Billy. Billy Joel. Sorry, I just had to say that. Always puts me in a good mood, too, when I go out and see the gang at the Midway Auto Dealership, especially when they're going to do a little work on the car or get you in the Mopar Express Lane or GM Quick Lane, because no appointment's necessary. You get the 30-minute oil change for less than $30, plus a free 27-point inspection and car wash, and you don't even need an appointment. You're in, you're out, you're on your way, and they're going to take care of you, and there's great deals every week up on their Facebook page, and you can sign up for that at thinkmidway.com, where you see every vehicle on the lot. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Damon Day with us. Again, the big story coming out at the top of the hour, Wisconsin senior running back Monte Ball, the victim of what police are calling an unprovoked assault early this morning. Went to the hospital, has been released. He's already sent out a tweet that says he's going to be fine. Brandon says Rich Broderson should be Darth Vader because it's all about the voice. I was going to say that, and then now that there's an email, Broderson could pull it all off. He could be any of the guys.
I got a text message from Post 52's head coach Matt Connett, and he had a good Darth Vader, Brad Archer.
Now, don't take this the wrong way. I'm just going to say he wouldn't need the mask because he would give you the stare without the mask. Good-looking, tough guy, but he could give you that stare, that football stare, like, you stupid little sophomore, what am I going to do with you? And then, like, in 2 weeks, you're All-State because they mold you that way.
I think Coach Connett, I think he hit it right on the head. I think he doesn't, like you said, he does not need the mask. He just
Mayor
got the...
Stan Klaus could also be Yoda because he is less than 6 foot and he runs the city.
That's a reach.
I'm going to start incorporating some of our Hastings crew in this as well. We're going to get some coaches involved. That's what we'll do. We'll get the UNK, the Hastings coaches. We'll find out, you know, who the Star Wars characters can
definitely
do for Star Wars.
Definitely, you know, it's a conversation starter. So, hey, if you were to go to the Storm hockey game,
What Star Wars character would you be?
Well, Lane Kiffin was on this morning and talked about getting Silas Red to come to their school and Penn State. The oil is leaking now on the football team, which, again, I find extremely unfortunate. But that now, to me, takes the guys that they've lost. And now I think once it starts, it's just going to get worse for the folks at Penn State with the football, actual X's and O's, and Silas Red going
it's to such it's such a – I don't want to say – it just seems like such a – snake oil salesman. Just seems like a bad situation. Guys are at one place. Well, what was it? Georgia contacted, 19 guys? I mean, it just seems like I don't know. It's like piling on, in my opinion. Well, but, I mean, I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to make their team better and give these kids options because,
well, they had a PowerPoint presentation. Their coaches, assistant coaches, were on vacation. Like, six of them fly out there. I'm going, wouldn't Lane Kiffin flying cross-country to talk to me be enough?
Yeah.
I mean, how desperate are they? Stony Brook and Coach Matt Saint gets a contract extension through 2017. All they did was go to their first College World Series and become the first Northeastern team to make it to Omaha since 1986.
Good for him.
State baseball wraps up today. Doesn't look like there's going to be enough rain in the forecast anywhere to have a postponement. So, Class A Memorial Field, Kearney Runza's season came to an end last night, even after jumping out 4-0. Millard South is undefeated. Papillion La Vista will have to beat them twice tonight, starting at 5. Class B, Aurora will play Omaha Roncalli, and the winner will take on Gehring for the championship. Class C, rarely does the host stick around this long, but Waterloo Valley is still there. They will play West Point. The winner plays Sutton for the championship, and I'm guessing they're going to have to get past one Lance Sponberg to win state. He'll have the hill tonight. And in the Class A juniors, Grand Island Wells Fargo will have to beat Millard West twice tonight, but they have made it into the championship game. So there are some of the stories from around the area. Golf, the junior PGA championship going on in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Riley Reinertsen of Gibbon, a 3-under 69 yesterday, tied for sixth. Danielle Lemick, who just hasn't found a way outside of the state to have a big finish. She's 43rd after a 5-over par round. And there you go. Anything else, Damon?
No, as always, thank you for letting me come in and usher in August.
August is here. Strange month. Because in
busy month.
In 30 days, it's all different. Everything's different. We're into football season.
Yep.
And that's all that matters. We will be doing more fantasy football on our Thursday shows here in the near future with RotoWire. Jeff Erickson will not be joining us every week. We will have a new RotoWire person because his XM Sirius radio show is on Thursdays during our program. And a part of that is to have him live to answer your questions. But tomorrow it is GPAC Media Days in Lincoln. We'll find out where Hastings College football lands and who the favorites will be there. The Cox Classic tees off. And tomorrow, more Big Ten football chat. We're going to talk with Illinois quarterback Nate Shielhouse tomorrow on the program. He's among our guests. Mark Baldwin will join me. We want to thank Minnesota coach Jerry Kill for the time today and Damon Day for joining us on the program. Have a great one, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.